It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, Charlie, the mailbox is full here at All Things Gardening, and you know what that means. The audience favorite, and mine too, and hopefully yours. It's time for a lightning round. We're going to answer a ton of questions.
Yes, ring the bell. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, let's get going. First one from Lori in Norwich. Lori writes, I just learned that some forget-me-nots are invasive in the Upper Valley. My lawn and garden are full of them. They're so pretty and welcoming in spring and summer. How does a water forget-me-not differ from one that's not near water? And should I be pulling them and mowing them or just leaving them alone?
Yes, forget-me-nots are pretty invasive. The water ones are larger leaf than the more terrestrial one, I guess you would say. But they're pretty much growing the same way, flowering, looking beautiful in the spring, but then they set tons of seed. So I would say, yes, try to remove those because there's going to be more coming up from the seed bank that's already there. So yes, pull them out, clean them out. And if you can't clean them all out, at least don't let them go to seed. If you can weed whack them down or cut them down so they don't produce more seed, that'll help you in the long run.
Okay, and Lori had a two-part question. The next one, my viburnum is just about in full bloom. It's getting big. I'm afraid it'll get lanky. When should I prune it and how much do I prune it?
So if you have a viburnum that's blooming now, this blooming this early in the season, do it more in the spring. Now, early spring, you'll take off some flowers for sure to do that, and you might open it up a little bit, but they produce a ton of blooms, as you can see, so that will kind of help it come back into shape for you.
Okay, next question from Amy in Callis. Amy writes, every year I prune my lilacs when they're done blooming. The blossoms are prolific this year, but I have two questions. Some blossoms are just dropping off as soon as they bloom. They're small, and the hardy ones on thicker stems seem fine. It's never happened before. Any thoughts on that cause? And then the second part of that question, there are sections of each lilac bush that have no blooms at all, just healthy-looking new growth and leaves.
Yeah, so the blossoms wilting, that could have been due to the real wet, cool weather we had. Different funguses will attack the blossoms of flowers, and especially if they're young ones that are not very strong, the stems are kind of young, they might die. So I wouldn't be worried too much about that. As far as areas not blooming on your lilac bush, that could do with sun not getting in there, or it could be due to pruning. Of course, you don't want to prune your lilacs much past the beginning of July because they're setting their flower buds for next year. So if you want to do pruning, do it now, but don't do it any later than then, and hopefully you'll get a more complete bush next year.
Anne in St. Albans is next. And Anne writes, I have a well-established healthy rhubarb bed with several plants that yield beautiful stalks. I harvested several good-sized stalks from each plant, and I worry that there are so many that are thin. Will they grow thicker with a second compost, or should I just pull them and hope that the next stalks will be larger?
You could try to pull them, but the next stalks probably won't be larger. Rhubarb is kind of moving along in its life cycle, and by summer, you'll see it's kind of dying back a little bit too. So the best thing to do, though, is to give it some compost and do that in the spring. That will give you bigger stalks early in the season to go along with your strawberries to make pie.
Diane in Rutland writes, just when I was thinking maybe this year I'll get peaches, I noticed some sort of leaf problem on a scary number of branches. The leaves are pale in color and they're all curled up. Do you know what it is?
Yes, that's peach leaf curl. And that is a disease that goes on peach trees. It won't kill the tree, but you'll see those leaves will drop eventually, and you want to clean them up so it doesn't infect the tree next year. Then also in the winter, February, March, when it gets a little bit warmer, temperatures above 40, you want to spray with a fixed copper spray on the branches and trunk of the peach tree. That will kill the overwintering spores so you won't have the problem next year.
Okay, Charlie, this from Kristen in Sunderland, another two-parter. Part one, I've been trying to do no-dig gardening, but my garden's filled with obstinate weeds, especially clover. Is this because I don't have time to mulch and manure? Should I mow them and then cover them with cardboard or plastic or just dig them up?
Well, what I would do with the clover is I would mow it all down and then I would solarize it. This is another technique you can use to kill off weeds, and get some clear plastic, put it right over the bed, seal it down really well, and just leave it there for a number of weeks, and that will kill that clover off, and then you can go in and start doing your no-dig layers.
And then part two, can I use six-month-old pine shavings from my chicken coop?
Yeah, if it's 6 months old, I'd say sure. It should have broken down well enough now. You can use it as part of your layers for your no-dig beds, or you could put it in the rows. Either one would work.
Keep those gardening questions coming for Charlie Nardozzi. You can write to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.